Good morning. Glad to see you this morning. This is truly a day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. It's a day that he has woke us up and started us on our way and given us a mind, a desire, a will to want to worship him, to praise him. You know, there's been a lot of things that have happened in this week, but in everything that has happened, God is still worthy to be praised. And so we wake up this morning worshiping God, praising God, giving him all of the glory. We honor him today just because he's God. You know, he gives us the very breath that we breathe. He allows us to have all that we have. He's God. And beside him, there is none other. We say good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to today. This is Sunday, January the 17th of 2021, a day that God has brought us to. And we come to you this morning from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street in Racine, Wisconsin. We are not meeting in the sanctuary still, but we come each Sunday morning that we might give you a word of hope, a word of encouragement. And in recent days, I'm really stressing the idea of pushing you forward. You know, a lot of times we'll say that the new year started, and many of us started out with, you know, new ideas and new thoughts and new plans of how we really wanted to go forward in God. We really needed God to touch our lives. We really wanted to make changes for the better as God would have it to be. And I kind of lump all that up together to say, we really want a true walk with the Lord. Not the thing that we see in some people that, you know, lets them be up and down and in and out and backward and forward. But we want a nice, stable walk with the Lord. And many times as we begin that walk, we get slack for whatever reason. And so I come this morning that I might encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Now, before we go to the scripture, it's important that I continue to remind you to practice the things that our health professionals are telling us as relates to our COVID-19 pandemic. It's still alive, it's still raging, and I'm sad to say that I see many people acting as though it has passed us and it has gone on. And so they just kind of live in life like it's golden. The reality of it is almost every day I get word of somebody that I love, that I care about, that I know, that has transitioned from life to eternity at the hand of COVID. I hear of many people that I know and love that are sick and at the point of death. It's still real. And just because it may not have hit your house, you still need to respect it in terms of doing what we're told to do as it relates to putting on the mask, washing our hands, sanitizing, and practicing our social distancing. Do it for somebody else. You know, I'm bothered sometimes when I see all the things going on, and then you'll see if somebody who didn't do all of those things, and when it hit their house, they're real quick to tell everybody, we need to take this serious. Well, we need to take this serious. So I'm just putting that out there. Let's just do this. Find yourself doing it. Do it for somebody else if you don't see the need to do it for you. And then we'll trust God to get us through in the things that we can't see and do. We thank you once again to those of you that have been financially supportive to the New Life Church. In this week, we've received the financial givings that people have sent in. Some send them through the U.S. mails. Others will use the Givelify app. Some go on our church website at nlracine.org, and there you find the donate button. In whatever method you use, thank you. We appreciate it. There are still bills that have to go on. Yes, some things have been diminished because of the pandemic, but other bills still continue on, and we still have to meet those things. We still have to meet needs of those that are without, and we just say thank you. Now, having said all of that, let's go to the Word of God on this morning. This morning, we come to you a familiar scripture, but I want to give you something. Remember, I'm here to push you. I'm here to push you that you might have a better walk with the Lord. Now, we've talked in the past, since the first of the year, we've talked about going forward. You know, God spoke to the children of Israel, told them, y'all don't stay here long enough. Get up and get a move on you. And then we came last week to talk about the distractions, those things that will detour us on our journey. Well, this week I want to look at obstacles. I want to look at obstacles, those giants that block and hinder our progress, that hinder our way. We just want to look at those this morning. And we're coming from 1 Samuel chapter 17. And I'm not going to start at the beginning. It's a familiar story to many of you. I'm going to start down at verse number 41. And I encourage you that you take the time to read the whole story, because there I will refer to many of the stories, but there are so many of the stories that are there. Y'all bear with me. I moved the camera based on what I was instructed to do. And now the person that instructed me to do it is telling me I should not have done it. So I'm going to try to do this without getting disconnected. Y'all bear with me. We're people. And people do what people do. Sometimes we follow instructions based on what we think and know. And at other times, we listen, and what we are told isn't the right thing. And the person that told me this, that love them dearly, member of the church, and they out to help me, now everybody else is saying it's good. Well, I'm moving it. I'm moving it, and y'all just excuse the moving in the hands and all of that stuff, and now we going to go forward. How about that? How about that? Okay, it's not perfect, but I think it'll work. If nothing else, you'll hear what I'm saying. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 41 through 51. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 41 through 51. And it says, meanwhile, the Philistines, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here, he said, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those who gathered here will know that it is not by sword or by spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from its sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. This is the story of David and Goliath. We've all heard it. We've all read it. I encourage you to go back and read from the beginning of the first Samuel chapter 17. Go back and read from the beginning. Get the whole story. We find that as we embark in this year to have a better walk with the Lord, to live as God would have us to live, to become who God wants us to become, we find that we're met often with obstacles. We traveling along, we got a good pace going, we got a good rhythm going, and bam, right there in our face come obstacles. Obstacles being those things that block our way or prevent or hinder our progress. Just as David had to overcome the obstacle in dealing with Goliath, David chose to not be beaten down by his obstacle. He chose to not be destroyed by his obstacle. Instead, David decided to overcome the giant that was in his life that he might continue his walk with the Lord. So there's some things that we get out of the story of David and Goliath that we want to look at as it relates to obstacles. One of the first things in getting over your obstacle, getting past your obstacle, you got to recognize and understand it's an obstacle. Recognize and understand that it is an obstacle. Goliath, the giant here in the story, was very much recognized as the enemy. The scripture lets us know he was tall. He was over 9 feet tall. He was absolutely tall. He was muscular. He was built. He was a mighty warrior. His armor weighed 125 pounds. His spear weighed 15 pounds by itself. Not only did he have this physical prowess, but he was menacing and grimacing. He had the people scared of him. Because he was the enemy, an obstacle. And he was the enemy of the people of God as well as of David. And he did not back down. I'm talking about obstacles now. You got to understand and recognizing and knowing that obstacles will come. Understand that obstacles come for a variety of reasons. One of the first reasons that they come often to prepare us for our future. Obstacles come to prepare us for our future. When God allows us and he needs to build our character and to help make us resilient and give us some stick-to-itiveness, he allows obstacles to come our way. That we might climb those obstacles, that we might go around those obstacles, that we might bust them head on, however we might deal with them in his power and his strength, so that we might become strong for what is ahead of us. Many of us, we're facing obstacles, and the obstacles that we face today, in the broad scheme of things, they're just a little small, minute thing. If you don't get through the small, minute things, how do you think you're going to face the big stuff when it comes? It takes getting through those small obstacles, those small hindrances. And so God allows the hindrances to come sometimes that it might build up and prepare us for our future. Remember Joseph? Joseph in the Bible, go back to Genesis. In Genesis chapter 50, Joseph is sold, given away. No, he was sold into slavery by his brothers, his blood brothers. You know, there was some stuff that God orchestrated, God allowed in his life. And Joseph is sold into slavery as a young boy. Now, skip on many years later. He's been put in prison. He's been accused of raping his boss's wife. He didn't do it, but he was accused of it. He's thrown in prison. All of these things. But now God has brought him to a place where he's in charge of all the supplies of the country. He's in charge of everything. And when the country where his people were from faced famine, faced death because they didn't have enough, they were able to go, not knowing, but they were able to go and seek help from Joseph of all people. God allowed him, and then God allowed the healing to come. You know, so we have to allow healing to come into our families, come into our lives, that God might allow what needs to be done to be done. But it all started with Joseph's obstacle way back when, that he might be prepared for that which is to come. Obstacles leave us living out the words of Romans chapter 8 and verse number 37, where he says, in all of these things, we're more than conquerors. Why? Because of him who loved us. And so ain't nothing gonna persuade us. Not death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nothing. Let me just sum it up like that. Nothing will persuade us to walk away from God But we got to get through the obstacles. Sometimes God allows obstacles to come that it might build our character. You know, think about it. We can't go on with the blessings of God and receiving what God has for us if we're going on in our same old way. God has no part of sin. God has no part. Now, when I'm talking about God not having a part of sin, a lot of times we're thinking in sinful ways. We're thinking in fleshly ways. We're thinking in carnal ways, and they're not the ways of God. And he has to build, rebuild, tear down, build back up our character. Our character. So obstacles come many times. God allows them that they might build our character. In James chapter 1 and verse number 2, James goes on to talk about, he says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, various obstacles, various hindrances that will come. And then he goes on to tell you why. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So God allows obstacles to come sometimes, that they might make you strong, that they might build your character. And then sometimes, and this is one that a lot of people don't like, but you miss your purpose of what God called you for. When he says, God allows many times obstacles to come that we might be an example to somebody else, that we might show the love of Christ, the bringing out of Christ, that we might be an example to somebody else in conquering that obstacle. Many times we go through some stuff, other people going through the same stuff, and they feel like there's no hope, they see no way out. What do they see when they look at you? Do they see an example of how God will bring you through, how God will fight for you? Do they see you as an overcomer, or do they see you as a quitter? Do they see you as somebody who skirts around things the way that they should be? And in Galatians chapter 6, Apostle Paul says, if a man is overtaken in any fault, in any trespass, in any obstacle, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We go through things many times that God might use us for an example. Now, let's move on. We've talked about the obstacles. You got to recognize what they are. Recognize and understand them when they come. You ain't got to like them, but know that God allows obstacles to come to help take you from where you are to where he wants you to go. Remember, we're talking about walking with the Lord in this year of 2021. That if I'm walking with him, I can receive the things that he has for me. Many of you all need to stop pretending. Stop faking the game like I got all that God has for me. And baby, you ain't even touched on the surface of what God has for you. But you can't get to it because you're blinded by the obstacles that have come to stop you. Overcoming obstacles while walking with the Lord requires that we recognize and understand the obstacles and why they're there. And many times it causes us, as with David, to not listen to the naysayers. The naysayers. Those people who come to tell you what you can't do and what it's not possible to do. And it don't make no sense. And there's a phrase that people say that just drives me up the wall. When they say, well, look like to me. Who are you? When God speaks and God says and God, who is almighty, can do any and everything, but you listen to somebody who will tell you what you can't do. David was just a young lad, just a young boy. And Goliath is this big, tall giant, and he comes out to fight him. And David has no fear. And he's saying, okay, I'll go fight him. And his own brothers are sitting there going, boy, you crazy. What you even come out here for? Why you ain't at home tending the sheep? And then here's King Saul, who wants some help to fight this thing because he's scared of them too. And he's going, well, I don't know, David. I don't know. Many times in your walk with the Lord, you're going to have to do some things in relationship to getting closer to God, in relationship to walking with him, in relation to becoming who God wants you to become. You can't listen to the naysayers, those that'll tell you that it cannot be done. And you don't need to do it. Instead, you need to remind yourself that I'm walking with the Lord and I'm living as He directs my life. So if I'm living as God directs my life, surely, surely He will enable me to do everything that I need to do. So I don't listen to those who speak against what God said I can do. Instead, I listen to God who says I can. This is where you need to call into mind that scripture in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, even though everybody else say I can't do it. Even though it might not have been done before. If God gives it to you to do, you can do it. You can do it. I'm reminded of a very dear friend that is in business, and she don't have no quote unquote formal college education or anything, but she's successful in her business. And she says she's often surprised at those who will tell her how she needs to handle business. And when she begins to say, well, I don't do this or I don't do that. And they say, well, what do you do? And she said, I listen to the Lord. I pray and I ask God, what should I do? And God directs my steps. And then they begin to tell her, oh, well, that's good that you do that. You know, they kind of minimizing her and dismissing her. Well, that's good that you listen to the Lord, but you're going to need to talk to so-and-so and you're going to need to do this. And let me help you do this and do that. And when she begins to say, oh, well, God already directed me to talk to somebody else who is the boss over the ones they were talking about. Then there's astonishment and surprise. When you listen to God, don't listen to the naysayers, those who tell you what you cannot do. I'm listening to God. Not only am I going to listen to God and not listen to the naysayers, I got to find myself wearing the right stuff. Putting on the right clothes. You know the story of David. David is here. He has to go and he's choosing to go into battle to fight against the enemy of the people of Israel. And so, you know, when you're going into battle, you got to put on some clothes. You got to put on some protective armor. And David goes, first off, he has none. Now, I think it's interesting to note that David has no armor. Why does he have no armor? Because he's about to walk in an adventure that he's never walked before. Many of us in walking with the Lord in 2021, God is leading us in directions we've never walked before. We've never done these things before. We've never lived before. And so here comes King Saul. You know, he's only trying to help. He wasn't trying to hurt him at all. But King Saul said, well, here you put on my stuff. Well, King Saul's a grown man who himself was tall. He wasn't as tall as Goliath, but scripture makes mention of him being tall over all the rest of his army. And David tries to put it on, and he couldn't even walk in it. It wasn't for him. Many of us are trying to walk in this walk with the Lord and have a progressive 2021, but we're trying to put on what everybody else tells us we need to put on. You need to put on the armor, if you will, that God provides. Why? God knows the battle that you're going to fight. God knows what you need. And you know, we could go to Ephesians chapter 6. It gives a very detailed description of the armor of the Lord. It tells us to put on that whole armor of God. And then because he knows a lot of people like to want to know why, he'll tell us. In verse number 11, he says, so you'll be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the obstacles of the devil. So I can overcome those obstacles that the devil will have out there for me. And he tells me, I got to take and put on. Not stand somewhere and let somebody else put it on you. You do the work. Put on the whole armor of God, and then you'll be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we got to find ourselves doing this. We got to find ourselves being clothed, according to Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 12. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long suffering. And you say, well, wait a minute. I thought we was going into war. I thought we was fixing to do battle against our obstacles. Many times, as people of God, God will use ways of peace to bring about justice, to bring about mercy, to bring about all of those things. I got to be willing to do those things as instructed by God. God will give you what to say and how to say it. So you ain't got to cuss nobody out. God will give you what to say and how to say it and when to say it in such a way that it brings a change of heart for your enemy. But I got to have on the right clothes in order to bring this about. Apostle Paul goes on in Romans chapter 13, and he talks about the fact that we got to put on the armor of light. And he tells us to put on Jesus Christ, our Lord. Why would I need to do all of that? Because he describes in that little segment that he's talking about there that many people are walking in darkness. And because they're walking in darkness, remember, darkness represents sin. Sin is something that God does not hate, or that God hates, does not find any pleasure in. And many people are trying to live and deal with their obstacles from a sinful point of view. That's why you can't listen to everybody else. Well, not only can I not listen to everybody else, I can't handle it the way everybody else can handle it. Instead, I need to have on what God gives me to put on. I can't put it on because what other people are giving me don't fit me. It don't work for me. And we find ourselves like David, we can't even walk in it. We're getting tripped up in it. We remember that the scripture said, there's a couple places that it said it, but in Isaiah 55, it makes mention of the fact that God's ways are not like our ways. God's thoughts are not like our thoughts. So although Saul was trying to help, people will try to help you in telling you what you need to do, you need to get your armor from God. The next thing you need to do to overcome these obstacles is don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Trust that God is bringing me to this obstacle as I walk down this road. Surely he will help me overcome this obstacle. When Goliath brought his challenge out to the army, the scripture makes mention that not only Saul, but the whole army was dismayed and greatly terrified. Greatly terrified. Why were they afraid? Because they were looking at what they could see, Goliath, their obstacle. They were looking at him and how tall he was and how big he was and the rumors that they had heard about him and the reputation that he had, instead of looking at God. God had brought them out of slavery. God had delivered them. God had done so many things, helped them to win battles that there's no reason, no way they should have won. God helped them to win them, and instead they forgot all about that and started looking at what their own eyes could see. And as a result, it brought about fear. You know, when you're afraid of something, I've said this before, there are people that drown, and they drown out of fear. If they would have just listened to what the lifeguard was saying and do that, they would just be able to get on, you know, get onto the shore. They flailing about in fear and become overcome by themselves in fear. David had a different perspective than his brothers and King Saul had. He went on to make mention of the fact, God helped me to deliver me when the lion was against me, when the bear was against me. Remember, he was a shepherd boy, and these animals coming to destroy his flock. David is like, oh, God brought me through that. So this ain't no big deal. You got to understand, it ain't no big deal. I don't care what the obstacle looked like for God. It ain't no big deal. It ain't no big deal. God's brought me through situations. You think about it. God done brought you through some situations. Some of them, the situation was so grand, you can't even talk about it. You can't even put it into words. You know, some of us got some stuff that God has brought us out of. I need you to remember this. Don't be afraid. This is the same David that years later went on to say in the 23rd of Psalms, he said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with me, and your rod, God, and your staff, your stuff, they're going to protect me. They're going to comfort me. So I'm not going to be afraid. He goes on later in the 27th Psalm, said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. So who I'm going to be afraid of? You got to get that, because why I'm getting over these obstacles in 2021, I'm going where God got me to go. And if I'm going where he intends for me to go, I got to get over these obstacles. Some of you have faced these same obstacles year after year after year. Really? So you're saying God can't do it? We know that ain't true. And then David goes on, as you know, to say what we said earlier. David, you know, remembers the fact that ain't nothing gonna separate me from the love of God, included this obstacle. And in all things, I'm more than a conqueror. You need to tell yourself, I'm more than a conqueror. Now, I'm not one to just say, tell yourself you're more than a conqueror. You can tell yourself that all day long and slump back down in your seat. No, you got to believe that with God, I can. And so if God is with me, and I know that he is, let me get on up and get busy with this obstacle. Why? Because with God, I can. So we have no need of fear. Instead, we need to do as the scripture said. David ran out to meet that challenge. He wasn't afraid of it. He knew God was with him. And he let everybody know, God, go fight for me. Lastly, in overcoming our obstacles, we walk with the Lord. When we walk in with the Lord and we recognize the obstacles, understand them, when we don't listen to the naysayers, when we make sure we got on the right clothing and we make sure that we're not afraid, we got to know that God is with us. And God always wins. God always wins. I challenge somebody to say, well, God don't always win. Tell me a time when God did win. Tell me a time when God did not win. God always wins. And David says, I'm finna come over and whoop you. And not only am I gonna whoop you, but the battle that I'm about to fight, it ain't mine. It's God's. And God will give you into our hands. David made that declaration so that even the enemy could hear him. He wanted the enemy to hear him. And then he went about taking the steps that God had told him, getting the smooth stones and all that. And then he fired it as God told him to, knocked the man down. David said, the scripture say, went and cut his head off. God will fight for you when you know that he's fighting for you. Today, let's not let obstacles stop us. Yeah, the obstacles there. They come for whatever reason they come. Sometimes God allows them. They're there. But I don't care what it is. God is greater than any obstacle that is there. God is greater. And so because I want to walk with him, I want to become who he wants me to become, I refuse to allow an obstacle to stop me. It may be there, but God will direct me how to go over it, around it. Sometimes God will let me march straight through the middle of it. Why? Because he's God. Remember when those children of Israel were facing the Red Sea? God fixed that obstacle so he parted it in such a way that they walked through, right through the middle of the obstacle on dry ground. Today, I need you. I'm pushing you. I want to push you to get over them obstacles. Now, understand, you get over this obstacle, it could be another one down the road somewhere. Okay, bring it on. Because the obstacles come to make me strong. The obstacles come to give me some patience to deal with some things. The obstacles come to help me be an example to somebody else about overcoming. The obstacles have the reasons that God chooses. My job is to overcome the obstacle. And with God's help, I can overcome them. God gives me the power, the strength, and is with me to overcome them all. And I must not allow any of them to cause me to fear, or worse yet, to stop. I'm about going forward in God, not standing still. No, I'm going forward. Obstacles. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness and all that you have done for us, how you've brought us, how you've kept us. Thank you. Lord, forgive us for any sins that we've committed. Anything that's in our life that is not pleasing to you. Any place that we have failed you, forgive us. Wash us clean and make us whole and help us to walk forward in you. As we live a repentant life, we don't go back to the things that you have forgiven us for, but we turn and do something different as we're led of you. Oh God, become all that you want to become in our lives. Be alive and real to us. Let us see you for who you are. A God who loved us enough that while we were in our sins, when you could have just said, I'm done, I wiped my hands, I'm just done, let them all die and go to hell. No, you made a way of salvation for us. in sending your son Jesus, that he might die and rise again from the grave. And then he is seated at your right hand that he might intercede and atone for us. Thank you. Now today, as you forgive us, Lord, let us forgive ourselves and go on to face any obstacle that is there. We don't care how tall it is. We don't care the problems. We don't care the stories behind the obstacle. We don't care what it is. We trust you, knowing that you, our God, shall fight for us. And you will give us what we need to overcome every obstacle, to overcome any hindrance in our walk with you. So God, help us today to see you, to hear you, and then to obey you. We don't want to give you a pretense obeying. We don't want to give you an obey that looks like from the outside it's obedience. We want to obey you from our very heart, God, that you will be pleased with our living. Father, we need a special blessing upon families today. Everywhere, God, families. You know, our lives, God, are so touched by COVID-19 and all of the dread that goes along with it. And it's caused many people to be isolated and people are alone and people are feeling bad because they can't even hug their loved ones and be around them. And as a result, God, the feelings, the fallout from this is getting to the place where it's messing up some stuff. But we know that you are greater than any messing up. So, Father, touch families today that they will reach out in love and peace and joy and comfort and keep things going. Maybe they can't go by and sit and visit like they used to go by and sit and visit. But they can still call on the phone. They can still use modern technology. Let us do whatever we need to do, God. You bless families. Keep us together through these times of dark days. Bless those that are sick. God, you've touched many and healed them from the infections of COVID-19. And then there were some that for whatever reason, healing wasn't theirs to be had. You work according to your will and your wisdom. So, Father, we just need you to touch the bereaved families. And it doesn't come just always at the hand of COVID. People are still dying from cancer and high blood pressure and all sorts of illnesses and diseases. Whatever it might be, God, you touch, you heal, and you deliver according to your word, according to your wisdom. God, we trust you. We depend on you. And because we trust you and we depend on you, we praise you. We honor you because you're a great God. You're not just a God. You are our God, a true and living God. And there is none above you. There is none that has your power, none that has your ability, none that is able to love us like you can. So, Father, help us that we will grow to be who you want us to be in 2021. Not just so we can just receive, blessing, but that we might share what you give, that others too might come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We ask these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen. Now you go and live in victory today. You go and look, check out the obstacles. Those things that got you saying, well, let me just sit back on the couch. Well, let me just slow it down a bit. No. You want to make it in 2021. So in order to make it, you got to overcome the obstacles. So do it. I guarantee you, if you're like David, God will be with you. God is not going to, he didn't bring you this far to leave you. Do you think God let us come through all of 2020 with all of the newness of COVID-19 and all of that sort of stuff? Do you think God brought us through all that we've come through? Some of you have had horrific lives, terrible lives, stuff so bad you can't even talk about. Do you think God brought you through all of that to bring you to today and then drop you? And say, that's it, I'm done? No. The scripture says, eyes haven't seen, nor ears have heard. We can't even imagine the things God has in store for us. But we got to get through the obstacles. So today, get through the obstacles with the help of the Lord. God bless you. We love you. Continue to write to us. Send us your email, prayer requests. You can use the website at the bottom. There's an envelope. Click on that and we'll get the email. You can send us a text message. You can call the church office and somebody will get the message there. You can even send us something in the U.S. mail. However you choose to do it, just communicate with us. Send us your prayer request, but also send us your praise report. Send us your testimony of how God has brought you through. Share with somebody today the love of Jesus Christ. We love you. God bless you. Walk in victory.